This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, accused killers bail to be examined, keeping children safe on social media, and AFL drugs policy linked to a former footballer's death. I'm Madeline McNeil with this morning's Nine News Podcast. The New South Wales government will today detail a review into the alleged murder of young mother Molly Ticehurst. The 28-year-old's accused killer, Daniel Billings, was on bail when she was found dead at a Forbes home. Family friend Jacinda has told Nine's A Current Affair the justice system has failed.
The system failed her. And it's just like it's failed hundreds of other women before her, and something has to change.
Molly Ticehurst is the 25th Australian woman to allegedly die at the hands of male violence this year. The nation's top spy agency and federal police are joining forces to protect vulnerable children online. ASIO boss Mike Burgess and police chief Rhys Kershaw will use a national press club address to call on social media giants to do better. Ex-owner Elon Musk has attracted worldwide attention as he fights a takedown order from the federal court. The death of a former AFL player is being linked to failures in the league's drug policy. Harley Balick died in 2022 following a battle with drug addiction. Balick was placed into the AFL's medical model during his three-year career, enabling him to take drugs repeatedly without penalty. An inquiry has been told Balick witnessed Fremantle players using drugs just days after arriving at the club in 2015, leading to his own addiction. Australia needs an additional 1,200 blood donations this Anzac Day. Nine News reporter Carolee Katsimbanis has the details.
There's a risk demand will outstrip supply following the Anzac Day weekend, and so the call is going out across Australia for everyone to consider rolling up their sleeves and donating from today. Donor centres across the nation will be open on Anzac Day too. Blood and blood products are needed every 18 seconds in Australia, including for emergency patients, surgery, women having babies, cancer patients and people living with blood conditions. Australia needs around 33,000 donations every week to meet demand. To book an appointment, you can call 13 14 95 or book online at Lifeblood or on the Donate Blood app. Carolee Katsimbanis, Nine News.
The personal details of thousands of Hungry Jack's workers have been exposed in an internal data leak. Employees received an email from the fast food chain's training portal with a spreadsheet of staff information. The head of the company says it was an inadvertent data disclosure incident and not a cyber attack. An A-League star has been charged with the sexual assault and stalking of a woman on the Central Coast. Mariners player Arnel Torres was arrested at his home in Terrigal and is due in court next month. The league has imposed a temporary no-fault suspension on the 24-year-old. Peak motoring bodies want to see federal action on road safety as the road toll rises across Australia. The number of people killed on the roads has increased by 8.2% this year. New South Wales has seen a 33% rise. Australian Automobile Association Managing Director Michael Bradley says a national road safety data collecting system should be a priority in the upcoming budget.
We can't manage what we're not measuring. And in Australia at the moment, we're not measuring what we need to save people's lives on the road. It's not acceptable for us to allow the road toll to keep climbing at this rate. And the clock is ticking for governments to take this issue seriously.
Queenslanders have been forced to fork out for not one, but two private jets for the state's Premier and Police Minister. Nine News reporter Richard French.
The Premier had a jam-packed schedule to start the week. Stephen Miles, security and his staff took one jet from Brisbane to Townsville and onto Cairns on Monday before returning to Townsville, then Hervey Bay and Brisbane on Tuesday. A second private jet was then used to take the identical route with Police Minister Mark Ryan and newly appointed Police Commissioner Steve Golchevsky. According to the Courier-Mail, information on the type of jets used show they hire out privately for around $6,500 per hour. Last month, the Prime Minister and Energy Minister Chris Bowen were labelled hypocrites for taking two separate jets to promote a $1 billion solar scheme. In Brisbane, Richard French, Nine News.
And four Aboriginal spears, which were taken to England by Captain James Cook, have been returned to Australia's Indigenous community. The artefacts were all that was left of 40 spears taken in 1770. They've been handed over during a ceremony at Cambridge University. In finance, one Australian dollar is buying 64 US cents.
Sport.
The Lana leading Cronulla Sharks have named Daniel Atkinson to partner Nicho Hynes in the halves on Sunday when they faced the Raiders in Canberra in the NRL. Braden Trindle has been stood down after failing a roadside drug and alcohol test. Max Holmes has signed a four-year contract extension with Geelong in the AFL, the 21-year-old agreeing to a deal that will take him through until at least the end of 2028. Aussie golfer Minwoo Lee's meteoric rise in world golf has seen him labelled a dream pick for the international team at the President's Cup. The world number 32 has picked up plenty of fans during his first year as a full-time PGA Tour member. Captain's assistant Jeff Ogilvie says Lee's charisma suits the format perfectly.
He can take the crowd along with him. You know, he's that sort of guy. He brings such enthusiasm with an unbelievable game as well. I mean, he's clearly world class. He's one of the best young players in the world. But he's going to bring an excitement and the fist pumps.
And Mariners striker Anel Torres will miss the Central Coast A-League finals campaign after being charged with sexual assault, as reported earlier. I'm Madeline McNeil, and that's the Nine News podcast. For the latest in news, tune into Nine News at 6 p.m.